Now, guys, do you want your prayer to be answered?
So if you're not treating your wife right, you can pray all you want to, and God says, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Until you get why. In fact, I had a man in my church here several years ago. He came in and said, can I give a testimony today? I said, sure. He come up, testimony, said, you see that woman sitting right back there? I said, yes, sir. He said, that woman right there, I've been married to 50 years. I said, well, praise God, that's great. But he said, let me tell you, a couple of weeks ago, that woman right there and me got into a serious disagreement. I thought to myself, after 50 years, this is still going on. I guess it don't never change. And he said, so I went to bed mad that night. Have you ever read over in Ephesians where he says, do not go to bed angry lest you give place to the devil? You ever read that? You think he means that?
Certainly he does.
Well, then why do we go to bed mad? I guess we're just dumb, huh?
Yeah.
So anyway, he said, do not go to bed angry lest you give place to the devil. So he said, I woke up the next morning, down my left hip and my left leg was hurting so bad I could hardly stand it. Now, we've learned that if you have a problem with a female, it'll almost always be on your left side. If you have a problem with a male, it'll almost always be on your right side. We have learned from just dealing with women, if you're a woman and you have cancer in your left breast, you have unforgiveness towards somebody in your family. If you have cancer in your right breast, you have unforgiveness toward a woman that is not a family member. Isn't that amazing how all this works? This is just the way it works. We've seen it over and over and over. I mean, Cheryl's got to the point, a woman, she comes and said, what's your problem? She said, I got breast cancer. Cheryl said, which one? She said, my left breast. She said, you got unforgiveness toward your mother, your daughter, or
sister?
Well, yeah, my sister. I just can't stand my sister. Oh, that's a problem. No, that's why you got breast cancer. What? Yeah. God said in His Word, you are to hold no grudges against anybody and you're to love everybody. Did He say that? So why do we not believe Him? When He says, if you hold a grudge against somebody, I will send a tormenting spirit to torment you. It looked like we would learn someday, huh? So we've had many a lady that they said, well, I'll have to forgive them. And Cheryl said, if you want to get well... Well, now, a woman, do you know, wants to lose her breast? No. That's part of their female part they don't want to lose. So they repent, we pray for them, and they get well. How many times have we seen that? I couldn't even tell you how many times we've seen that. Isn't that amazing? That God does all that. But He says here, men, if you pray for somebody, and if it was your wife or anybody else you were praying for, if you're not loving your wife like Christ loved the church, and now let's say that you're the man, and you're not loving your wife like Christ loved the church, and somebody else comes up, and let's say me. Say I had a knockdown drag out my wife just for the service. Let's just say I did. I mean, praise God we didn't have. Well, thank goodness. I hope I'm past that point. But let's say then this man comes to the healing school and he needs prayer for something. And I walk up and lay hands on him and pray and say, God. And he said, I don't know who you are. I ain't answering you. I don't care. I don't care what his problem is. I don't care what you've done today. Until you get right with that woman, I ain't answering your prayer. Well, this man told me, he said, I got this problem in my left hip. He said, you know, I got thinking about what you said. I went to bed angry. So I said, okay, God, I'm sorry. I went to bed mad last night. I repent. So now he said, I'd heard you say we have all power and all authority over the devil, and that the devil's what put this pain in us. So he said, okay, devil, in the name of Jesus, you got to leave me. And he said, when I said that, that beast twisted my back and leg and nearly put me on the floor. He said, God, this ain't working. And then he said, the thought come to me, I told you to love your wife like I love the church, and you're not doing that. Who do you think sent that demon to tighten the bands on him? You think the king would do that? Ooh! Somebody did, didn't they? He said, okay, God, I'm so sorry. He said, go in there and make up with her. So he goes and says, honey, I'm sorry I got mad at you last night. Will you please forgive me? She says, of course I will. No problem. Now he loved her and made up with her. Then he said, I go back in another room and said, okay, you devil of hell. In the name of Jesus, I have now asked God to forgive me for going to bed mad. I've asked my wife to forgive me. She has. So in the name of Jesus, this pain in my left hip has got to go in Jesus' name. Bam. He said, I was instantly healed. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
But did God say husbands love their wives? He didn't mean that, though, did he? Oh, you think he might have? See, we do not put these two together, that the suffering and pain that we suffer is because we're disobedient to his word. You know that? But when you read this, just like Dave, I mean, when Dave come to this ministry and he got healed of his lifelong incurable disease of 40 years, he's now been totally healed about 5 years, I guess, or six or whatever it is. And he says now that he's started reading the Bible an hour or two every day. He said, Thurman, I don't see how anybody missed what you teach. He said, it's all over the book from beginning to end. He said, I can't go to a single book or chapter and read that I don't see this sin and sickness connection. He said, how do people not get this? I said, they don't study the book. You can't not study the book and get this. I mean, what did God say right here? Right here, very clear, that if husbands don't love their wives, what's he going to do when you pray? He ain't going to answer your prayer. So men, they get crossways with their wife. They're not walking in love. Even divorced her. Don't like her. And they go to church. And they don't ever pray for nobody for nothing because nothing ever happens. When they pray, nothing happens. Why? Because they're living in sin. So they not. God says, I don't hear your prayer. Now then, if you're obedient to his word and do what he says, he will hear your prayer every time. You know what a blessing it is, brother, when you pray for somebody and see God do an awesome miracle? It's awesome, isn't it? And that you want your prayers answered like that? Hey, I do too. I love seeing God answer my prayer. I love seeing him forgive people and heal people. I love it when Cheryl comes to me, she knows that she has, this woman here has to submit to what man in everything?
You.
Me. Is that what the scripture says?
Yes.
So when she needs prayer for herself, where is she supposed to come?
You.
To her priest. When I need to pray, who do I go to? Directly to God? I go directly to God through the name of Jesus. Can I go directly to God and put Jesus on the side?
No.
God the Father don't hear my prayer outside of coming through the blood of Jesus, does he? When she, as my wife, has a prayer request, he will not hear her prayer for herself until she comes through me, her priest, and I go to the Father through the name of Jesus. He proved that to her after she had been married to me for just a few months. She had a problem one day, been suffering with pain for about 2 days, and she had prayed and prayed. Now, before she was single, she could pray for herself. But now she's not single. She's married. And everything's changed. And she prayed for herself for 2 days. And finally at 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 or 2 o'clock, she woke me up and said, honey, you got to pray for me. I am in pain. I'm suffering. I said, well, how long you had this? She said, about 2 days. I said, woman, why did you wait till 2 o'clock in the morning when I was asleep? Why didn't you ask me day before yesterday to pray for you? Well, she said, I've been praying for myself. I said, you do not know that you can't pray for yourself? You have to be subject to me and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Why, I didn't know that. I know you're my husband, but I didn't know I had to be subject to you in everything. What did the scripture say a while ago? In how many things?
Everything.
It said that, didn't it? So I said, tell the Lord you're sorry that you've been trying to bypass me to get to him. So she said, Lord, I'm sorry, I didn't know this. Now, do you think he'll forgive her?
Yes.
Of course he did. As soon as she repents, said, Lord, I'm sorry, I didn't know this. Lord, I repent. I will, from now on, I will go through my husband to get to you for any need I have. And I said, he's forgiven you now. And it pitch dark in the bedroom. I reached over and laid my hand on her stomach where she was hurting. And all I did was touch her stomach and said, in the name of Jesus. Bam, the king instantly healed her. She was instantly healed. I mean, in 5 minutes, she is sound asleep, snoozing,
And she'd been laying there all evening trying to go to sleep and could not go to sleep. But he instantly healed her. I mean, she learned a great lesson there. The Word of God is true. It means what it says. So now then, does that mean you can't pray for yourself as a wife? That means you can pray for other people. You can pray for your children. You can pray for your husband. You can pray for anybody else you want to. But when you have a need, the wife is to submit to the husband in how many things?
All things.
All things. So if you really want to get your prayer answered, make sure you've got a loving, kind man of God. Some woman says, well, what if my husband's not walking in faith and he's not going to church? I said, man, you have a real problem. You better start spending some time going to the throne of grace and talking to your Father about your husband. And you better sick him and the Holy Spirit on your husband, because I said, you can't change your husband, but God can and He will through your prayers. If you're not grumbling and complaining, you're walking obedience, you can go directly to the throne of grace and say, Father, the man that's my husband is not an obedient man. And I need a prayer warrior that can pray for me. And I need him to be a loving, kind, sweet husband so he can get his prayers answered. So when I have a need, he can pray and I can get my answer. Now, Lord, would you please stick the Holy Spirit on him and change him for me? And if he can put his arm around you and say, my daughter, you're the sweetest thing and you're so gentle and kind, even when your husband's not gentle and kind, I'll do it for you. But what if you're not that sweet, gentle, and kind woman? Oh, now you got a problem, right? He said, when you straighten your act up, then you come up here and talk to me. Well, I told you to be that sweet, gentle, kind lady to your husband with that quiet, gentle, meek spirit, which is of great price to me. And if you do that, no problem. You can go jump right up in Daddy's lap and talk to him, and he will answer your prayer, girl. And you got great power. He can change any man, you know it? Now, you can't change him, but God can change him.
Amen.
That's a wonderful thing to know these principles, how they work. So when your girls say, well, I ought to be subject to my husband. Oh, yeah, you got to be subject to your husband. But that don't mean you can't go directly to the throne of grace and jump up in Daddy's lap and say, Dad.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.